Hey, what's up, everybody? This is your boy, DJ Fluff313, and I got a little message for you real quick right now. I am having fun. Let me tell you what I'm having fun on. I'm having fun. I know a lot of people have been hearing a lot about these things. NFTs, non-fungible tokens. Oh, yes, I am having a ball with these. Now, I just said I'm having a ball. I ain't say I was making a lot of money. I'm just having a ball with them. Let me tell you why. As a person, I have a thing where if I don't create nothing in a week, I have to create at least something. If I don't create nothing in that week, I get a little frustrated with myself and with just life in general. Because it's like it's been an outlet for me for life, like since I've been a little kid. And with that being said, I have been an artist that did canvases. I have been an artist that did murals. I have been an artist that went around being a rebel. And I graffitied the streets of Detroit, Ohio, Indiana, Ypsilanti, Michigan. And you look, your boy was looked at as a mischief criminal for a while just because I had to find the most embracive way to do creation, I guess. And graffiti was that outlet. Now, one thing I'm going to tell you this, though. If it was not a banded building or something of not a value, we had a rule. It was called the eat, sleep, or shit rule. If someone eats there, works there, sleeps there, or anything else, we're not allowed to graffiti it. We can't do it. It's off. But if it's an abandoned building, you know what I'm saying? Not an abandoned home, not an abandoned church. No, nothing like that. Like let's say a warehouse, somewhere that graffiti wouldn't really be seen, but it'd be appreciated by another random graffiti artist. Sometimes we'll do those. And or the side of the freeway. Like somebody gonna clean it off anyway. So I just had to basically create no matter what. But with that being said, this is why this is called the DJ Fluff Random Show, because literally I would go deep into details on one part. But forgive me for that. Let's get to the NFTs. So NFTs give me an outlet to basically sell my artwork worldwide without have to being in a gallery again. Gallery's okay, but I'm gonna tell you one thing about a gallery. If someone throwing the art show at the gallery, a lot of people don't know, but you pay the people that runs the gallery. Then you pay for the space. Then you have to put up your work for a certain price because everybody is trying to get paid in that thing. With this being said, there's a thing called a gas fee for an NFT. Now, I'm going to give you a tip too. Nah, you know, this tip is going to come later on in the show. What the gas fee is you pay for to turn your artwork, your music, video, whatever you consider your artwork. You pay a little bit of money to get it put on a platform like OpenSea, Rarible, and nobody can get on Nifty Gateway unless you have a long, extensive art career that is very, very valuable. Now, which is cool, because I think after a while, I think I would definitely be on Nifty Gateway. But right now, I would rather be where I still have to basically, not the struggle for my work, but I still feel that I want a lot of other people to appreciate it a little bit more than somebody just saying, hey, yo, I think I can get a lot of money off of it, you know? So with that being said, I definitely love NFTs. Now, for the beginners out there that don't know what an NFT is, I'm gonna go back for the beginning, and let me tell you exactly what it is. 100%. NFTs are something that you buy with cryptocurrency. If you don't know what cryptocurrency is by now, please let's open up your rock because you've been living under it. It's okay. Now, cryptocurrencies is a new type of currency, which is not too new, but I'm pretty sure you probably heard of Bitcoin. Okay, that's for just the people that don't know what the heck I'm talking about in the room. It's okay. For everybody else, let's keep it going. So with this, you mostly buy it with Ethereum, which is the second in the blockchain from Bitcoin. Right up under Bitcoin is Ethereum. Ethereum right now, for one Ethereum coin, it's like 2,600 or 2,148. That's the last time I seen it. Now, you take a little bit of your Ethereum and you spend it, and with on the on certain crypto, like, let's see, how can I explain it? You take your artwork, you put it on a platform, and you buy the gas fee, and people buy your artwork. It's called an NFT, non-fungible tokens. Now, a lot of people will say, well, couldn't I just take it? It's digital art, so couldn't I just take it from an Instagram? That's cool, but guess what? You don't own it if you snapshot it from my Instagram or anything like that. What it is almost like taking this as a letter of authenticity and using it for a sale. You can resell. You can, you know what I'm saying? You can purchase different things and everything else on these platforms. OpenSea, Rarible, and there's a couple other ones. Now, with that being said, also, this is the cool thing about it that I love more than the regular art world is this. Ready. You get 10% royalties every single time they sell that piece of yours. So when you have a piece out there and it's real good, you got a real big piece and everything is really doing what it do, you have your artwork, and as you have your artwork, if somebody, let's say you sell it for $1,000 and somebody sell it for $20,000, you still get a check for 10%. 10 to 15%. I suggest you, if you did this, please, one tip, please only keep it to 10%. Let me tell you why. Because with so much going on with gas fees and other things that the platform will have, it will probably be a surcharge for certain people that will buy it. Now, that's okay. You have to set it that way. And you can make 80 different pieces of one thing and still have each individual letters of authenticity, which is cool. If you don't believe me, further research is probably needed, and you definitely need to search what is NFT if you're an artist or someone that think that you need more appreciation on your videographer skills. You can take that and you can change it in any type of artist way you want to, and you literally making an NFT, especially as I'm a music artist also. And if you're a music artist, you definitely need to make at least one NFT weird video thing and probably come out with your song, whatever you're feeling at that time. And I think it would definitely do good. So, yes, this has been your boy DJ Fluff. And I just really, really want to collaborate and let y'all know about NFTs. Now, I have a NFT, let me see what I can call it. Basically, a whole lineup of NFTs coming, I think, on the day of Movement Festival. The day of Movement Festival, DJ Fluff 313 will be dropping his NFTs on that day for purchase. And I'm about to basically announce that to the world. I want to tell you guys first because, hey, why not? Now, let me give you the major tip that I had to really give you in the beginning. And don't let it be discouraging saying that you have to pay to put your artwork up so somebody can buy it and you get paid. Now, don't get me wrong. This is no type of guarantee that as soon as you put your artwork up, somebody will like it. You still have to basically go around, promote your artwork on NFT different groups and stuff of that nature, especially Facebook and LinkedIn and everything else. Now, with that being said, this is the trick to it. I'm gonna let you know. The trick to it is, hold on. I was getting a call. The trick to it is to go to a thing called gasnow.org. It will show you how much the gas fees are, and if it's 3 a.m., the gas fees are really low at that time. You can go ahead and get in at that time. And, you know, it would be lower than $100. It would be probably around $50. So, you could definitely try at that time. This has been your boy, DJ Fluff 313. Remember, gasnow.org. Check that out. And I am out of here. I literally have to go do so much stuff today. So, with that being said, please stay safe and check out NFTs. Don't just let your research stop here. Thank you so much. Peace out.